Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Vav. Being that on today's Daf, the Gemara brings the Mishnayos that are discussing the Isser of Tzedah, tomorrow's Daf as well, I figured it might be worthwhile going through the Klalim of Melechas Tzedah. The Archa Shabbos at the beginning of Perek Yudalid says that Tzedah is the opposite or taking away the freedom of Baal Chayim, and it's Usser both if you do tzedah with your hands, or you do it with a net, or you lock it into any type of closed place, even a cage. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara says that the Isser Torah is only when you capture Balei Chayim for a specific purpose. For example, you capture an animal to eat its basar, or you capture an animal because you want its skin. And that's called Dover Shebeminoi Nitzur, something that's a type of animal, the type of Baal Chai that you capture. But Baal Chayim, that people don't normally trap, they don't capture them for any type of use. If you're trapping your fly, you're trapping a mosquito that's bothering you, that's not Aser Min HaTorah, it's only Min HaRabbanan, and that's called Dover She'ein B'minei Nitzor. Something which, it's not typical, that Min is not captured. Another klal the Gemara has, which will also make a difference in whether or not you're over the Malacha of Tzedah, is depending what size room, what size enclosed area is this Baal Chai in? If the place is a very small place, the Gemara calls it a biber katan, and the Gemara says that kol hecha derohit pasrei umati lo b'chad shechya, somebody could run after the animal and get there without having to rest. That's how the Rishonim explained the Gemara. He doesn't have to use any type of net to trap it. There's going to be an Isser Torah. However, if it's a biber katan, where he can't grab it with one sprint without having to rest in between, or he has to use a trap, a net, in order to capture it, then it's not going to be any Isser Min HaTorah, only an Isser Min HaRabbanan, because the Tzedah is not Nigmura, meaning when it's in this room, it's still not easy for him to capture. He has to run after it, and he has to perhaps use a net to capture it. So by closing it into this room, that's not going to be a Tzedah Mido Eraisa. But once you have the animal in this smaller room where it's considered that it's nitzur, then if he wants to put it into a cage that's set up in this room, then it's mutter to put the animal into a cage or to get it into a cage. Touching the animal could be a problem of tiltul of muktzah on Shabbos, but it could get the animal into a cage, and that's not an Isser of Tzedah, because even when this Baal Chai was outside the cage, it was considered trapped in the room. But if the Baal Chai is in a place where it's not considered nitzur, then if he wants to put it into a cage, there's going to be a problem of tzedek, because then he's putting it into a place where now it gets its shame tzar. Besides the Isser of Tzedek, as we just mentioned, you have the Isser of Tiltul Muktzah by Baal Chayim, and even though there could be situations where there's a heter of tzedek, there's no heter to be metaltul Baal Chayim with a yadayim. One more interesting point is regarding the Isser Tzedek by a person. The Sefer Kovitz on the Rambam in Perek Yur of Hilcha Shabbos Halacha Chaf Beis writes for a davar pashit that if a tinoik fell into a water and he puts out a net, he spreads out a net to lift the tinoik out of the water, that's a tolda of Malacha Tzedah. Obviously, we're not discussing where there's Pikuach Nefesh, because then even if there is a Malacha of Tzedah, it's definitely mutter. The Avnei Nezer in Erechaim Sim Kuf Peites of Katan Chaf Beis says, Misvara, there shouldn't be any Tzedah by Adam. Why? Because you're not capturing a person to keep the person. You're not trying to kidnap the person. And just like we mentioned before, you only have an Isser Deiraisa of Tzedah where it's Bemina Nitzah, where the point of capturing this animal is for its basar or for its ar. But spreading out a net for a child to climb into to take the child out of the water, that shouldn't have an Isser Tzedah. If you're looking at Avnei Nezer, he wants to say that perhaps there's a difference between a tinoik, a child, and an adult and an older person. But the Archa Shabbos brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Shmur Shabbos Kol Chasa on Perek Chav Zayin Ha'ara Kuf Yud Beis that someone who spreads out a net and lifts an adult that fell into the water, he wants to help this adult come out of the water, he says, then there's no Isser Tzedah, because the person that's drowning is interested in getting saved. And that's not doing with the Tzedah at all. If the Nitzod, over which over here the person, wants to get trapped, there's no Isser Tzedah on that. And he says, perhaps another Svara and Lamdas to explain why there's no Tzedah is because Tzedah means you're taking away the freedom of the animal that you're trapping. And he says over here, a person who's in the water and he has to get pulled out, then he's not someone who has any control over where he is. So therefore, when you put him into this net to pull him out, you're not removing his freedom, you're not taking away his cheiros, and therefore there won't be an Isser of Tzedah. Have a wonderful day.